Hi, Bill Barty. January's gone, February's here. What's your plans for the spring?
Ooh, I guess my plans are I need to make some plans. I always need that little pep talk. I don't think I ever follow it, but
every year we talk about a year-to-date calendar. Bill never gets one, never fills it out, never makes a plan.
What is it called? PPP?
Prior.
Can you say it? That's
Come
my
on,
pep
you
talk.
Can do it.
Prior planning.
Proper planning. Proper prevents.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor performance.
Proper planning prevents poor performance.
Proper planning prevents poor performance. Yeah. You can do it.
I need to do some PPPPP.
Something like that.
Well, listen, it is up ahead. Can you believe it? We've talked, of course, on this segment or prior segments this week on the Carolina Outdoors about some things going on, some people doing some this and that, and we talked a little bit about the cold. We also talked about skiing and the National Ski Patrol and the big times of the months or the holidays in the ski season, snowboard season, winter sports season. Of course, I guess Christmas and New Year's are two big ones. Then the Martin Luther King weekend, that's a big one as well. President's weekend is big. And then spring break.
There you go. You finally got to the one I was talking about. So, the one that counts, spring break, right around the corner.
And that's the biggest one of all. I know the Western resorts really rely on spring break. Those are big trips, people, you know, getting on airplanes, going out places like that. But I don't have anything up my sleeve, but I'm going to start doing my five P's.
I'm going to talk to your
right
kids.
Well,
get some pressure put on you.
That's right. Of course, we introduced skiing to some of them had skied before via scouting or those kinds of trips, youth group trips, that sort of thing. But some of them had never been skiing. Of course, ironically, I hope they're not listening, they were the better ones at skiing, I think. The younger that they were and the first exposure, of course, we did get lessons just to warm them up a little bit and to let them know, you know, etiquette is a big thing, and that's something we didn't talk to Richard Yurchek about, but etiquette on the slopes, which is, you know, who's yielding to who.
Or the one most important thing, how do you stop?
Well, that is a big thing, and that is one of the things that one of my good skiers still needs to work on, because watching them go down the mountain is kind of scary because it looks like it's wide open to me.
How do you stop? Snowball!
you fall down. That's it. We, of course, we hang our hats. Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty right here, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. And Don, at Jesse Brown's, we are outfitting people for these kinds of exploits. And the winter weather that we just had come through, the colder winter weather, does help activate more and more people because the outdoors comes directly to them through weather, and in order to stay warm, they come in and outfit, whether it be long underwear, whether it be the down sweaters that we have for men and women from Patagonia there at Jesse Brown's, or the Nano Puff jackets for men and women and youth that we have there at Jesse Brown's. But ironically enough, here in the Carolinas, the coldest days that we have are also the days this time of year that shorts start to show up and sandals start to show up. And fittingly enough, we are going into a warming trend this weekend and this week. So I guess it's, I don't know if I would say the best of both worlds, but both worlds have somewhat united there at the front end of February.
That's right. Won't be long. Spring break is not always in the mountains.
It is not always in the mountains. It can be other places as well. We have had, and the National Weather Service did get all this right. It's amazing how they did this. They called for a higher than normal precipitation.
You're
this
saying
winter.
The weatherman was correct?
They got it right months in advance. It's wild to me, but anyway, they study it. Larger amounts of precipitation this winter, which we have had. I can't give you the data on that, but I don't know what the turning point is for our spring and how that's going to evolve. I wanted to ask you what all that wetness means for us in our trout streams. I know they like the water and that sort of thing, but has it been too much water for trout streams? Or is there
you
such
can't
a
have
thing?
Too much water for trout streams. That's the good news. You know, High water flows really clean the streams up, give you good insect hatches, lots of good activity in the spring, and we're really looking forward to those starting before too much longer. Mid-February brings some good insect hatches in our streams of blue-winged olives and caddises, and an opportunity to fish on top like we all think we're supposed to do when we go trout fishing, even though the fish feed 90% of the time subsurface. But, yeah, good opportunities coming up in these warmer days. That water temperature will start creeping back up, and before long we'll see some insect hatches. So that'll be really good. Now, being the pessimist that I am, I'm predicting a drought this summer because we've had so darn much rain this winter.
Oh, no. Drought. That's the worst thing.
You know, the weather always averages out. It's a funny thing about that.
It does come about. In the first segment this week, we were talking a little bit about the Midwest and the cold blast, not only that we had here in the Carolinas, but what they went through, setting records out there with the temperatures feeling, it being in the negatives, but feeling like numbers like negative 50. And depending on where you were, the upper Midwest for sure got kicked in the teeth that way. So anyway, everybody's kind of ready for the spring thaw to occur, but you know we've got plenty more winter in store for ourselves.
Yeah, there's plenty of time to have nasty weather in February and March, that's for sure.
Oh, well, we shall see. We'll walk this walk together.
Same old story. Everybody talks about the weather and
nobody does a thing about it.
There you go.
The only thing that we can say to do is stop by for a visit at Jesse Brown's where we are, and we can help outfit you for whatever the weather may be, whether it be wet, whether it be dry, whether it be cold, whether it be warm, whether it be windy, whether it be not. We'll be on hand for whatever your pursuit may be. And the fortunate thing here in the Carolinas is we have had people going all over the Carolinas for outdoor activities and events and that sort of thing, whether it be coastal in the wintertime or whether it be going to the mountains for a hike, for a fishing trip, or more than likely skiing too this time of year. And of course, we've had a ton of travelers coming through Jesse Brown's, and that's what the next season will do for us, is kick off the travel season for folks going here, there, or anywhere. Before we depart, Don, I'd like to invite any of our listeners to go over to jessebrowns.com. They can listen to all four segments and then some of the Carolina Outdoors. They can also subscribe to this program via podcast. Just type in Carolina Outdoors and up we'll pop. Also recommend a friend to us if you enjoy listening to the Carolina Outdoors so they can enjoy us as well. It also helps us be easier to find. Or, of course, you can listen to us right here early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. We have an adventure video contest that is going on right now. We're taking submissions. You can log in at jessebrowns.com to find that. Submit your Google Doc or your direct link that way of your video, 2 to 4 minutes. We're going to give cash prizes away in April. First prize for the best video is $500, and you get bragging rights too. Second place is $250. That's not too shabby. And third place is $100. And hey, you were in there trying. It's all cash money at jessebrowns.com. So join in, or better yet, pay us a visit. We're the Outdoor Guys, and for TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, I'm Bill Barti saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, don't throw away any apple cores out the window either. We'll see you next week right here on the Carolina Outdoors.